A string trio from Iris Chang's old high school set the stage for those who knew the writer before she gained fame, writing about Chinese history. Chang, who grew up in Champaign, produced three acclaimed nonfiction books about her parents' homeland. One of them, The Rape of Nanking, about the massacre of the Chinese by the Japanese before World War II, would receive international praise. University Laboratory High School teacher Adele Suslick first taught Chang at the age of 15 and saw signs of something special early on.
She took meticulous note cards, I recall. Grades did not seem to motivate her as much as her desire to understand something thoroughly. And she always looked you straight in the eye when she had something to say. There was no doubt that she believed what she had to say and that she wanted you to believe it too.
Iris Chang received her bachelor's degree in journalism at the U of I, where her parents taught science. After getting her master's degree from Johns Hopkins University, she was a reporter for the Associated Press and Chicago Tribune. Political science professor emeritus George Yu was another Chinese-American professor at the university and knew Chang from childhood.
Most of the people in this community, which there aren't that many Chinese-Americans, all knew her, were very proud of her. And then, of course, when she wrote the books and became well-known, that even made us more proud.
Chang was in her late 20s when she published her first book, Threat of the Silkworm, about China's missile program. That was followed by The Rape of Nanking. The book helped draw renewed attention to a largely forgotten massacre in which Japanese soldiers killed hundreds of thousands of people in the old Chinese capital at the onset of World War II. An example of how intensely immersed Chang would become in her research was recounted by Robert Reed, one of Chang's old journalism professors. Reed talked about how Chang would call him, eager to discuss her work. Reed says one of those calls came after he'd finished a tall glass of iced tea.
But anyway, I finally got to the point where my kidneys were about to burst. And I had to say, Iris, I'd love to continue this conversation. By this time, it was 6:30. My wife was waiting outside to pick me up. But I have to go to the bathroom. I just have to go. And Iris says, how long will it take? I said, I don't know. She said, well, I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
But Reed says Chang suffered from depression and may have put off seeking treatment because it would take the edge off her ability to do her work. Reed says she often got too involved with her subjects and would become emotionally and physically exhausted. On November 9th, near her home in Northern California, 36-year-old Iris Chang was found dead, the victim of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Despite her tragic death, Reed says Chang was in many ways a happy person, who was well aware of what she'd accomplished in such a short time. Those who spoke at the memorial service say they remembered Iris Chang for her devotion to her work and how that work would continue to inspire others. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.